Hello, and welcome to the conversation at airsafe.com, the official podcast of the airsafe.com Foundation. I'm your host, Dr. Todd Curtis, the head of the foundation and the creator of airsafe.com, the reliable source of airline safety and security information since 1996. In this conversation, I'd like to talk about bird flu and the risk it poses for air travelers. Avian influenza, commonly referred to as bird flu, is not a new disease. What is relatively new about it is that the spread of the virus, primarily from migrating birds, has increased the risk of human exposure to the virus that causes the disease. While cases of transmission of the bird flu virus from birds to humans have occurred since 1997, there have so far been no reported cases of transmissions from human to human. For the world's air travelers, this means that the current risk of infection from being on an airplane is essentially zero. However, this present situation does not mean that there will be no danger in the future. As events in recent years have shown, it's possible for passengers to contract a fatal case of the flu after an in-flight exposure. A mutation that allows the bird flu virus to be easily transmitted from human to human would certainly put airline passengers at risk. In December 2003, the New England Journal of Medicine published a study that concluded that in March of 2003, six passengers died from SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, after having been exposed to an infected passenger. The exposures occurred on two separate flights. Should the bird flu virus change to the point that human-to-human transmission is possible, then any passenger flying on any aircraft may be at risk. Unlike viruses such as HIV that require direct contact with the body fluids of an infected person in order to pass on the virus, flu viruses like bird flu can be transmitted through less intimate contact, such as being in close proximity to an infected person on an airliner. Even if bird flu were to evolve into a virus that can be transmitted from human to human, the risks that airline passengers would face would depend on several factors such as how easily the virus can be transmitted, the amount of time between exposure and the onset of symptoms, and the likelihood that a person infected with this virus could eventually die from the effects of the disease. In a worst-case scenario, the bird flu virus would mutate into a form that allows human-to-human transmission. A significant percentage of those who are exposed become ill, and the number of exposures reaches epidemic proportions before public health authorities are able to identify the seriousness of the threat. These would also be conditions that could lead to an epidemic of bird flu around the world. So far, there is no evidence that such an outbreak is either occurring or is about to occur. The experience with SARS provides perhaps the closest comparison to the situation with bird flu. Then, as now, public health authorities were concerned that SARS could spread easily and cause a widespread outbreak. Then, as now, the major media organizations were very keen on reporting outbreaks and providing information on the potential threat. The key difference with the current situation with bird flu is that it is unclear whether the virus will remain a potential major threat or an actual major threat. At present, there are no reported cases of human-to-human transmission and no large outbreaks of the disease among humans. In the case of SARS, the disease was certainly fatal to some who were exposed to the virus, but the existence of these SARS outbreaks did not lead to any unusual disruption in normal activities such as air travel. If the present situation with bird flu does not change in any significant way, there would very likely be little or no impact on the air transportation system. Should the worst-case scenario become a reality, and if bird flu were to become a worldwide epidemic, it is quite unclear how air transportation may be affected. The best advice that airsafe.com could give to the average air traveler would be to monitor the media reports about bird flu and to be on the lookout for any reports of human-to-human transmission. If that happens, and if it looks like the disease is becoming widespread, then travel in any mode of transportation open to the public, including airline travel, would increase your risk of getting infected. Fortunately for the traveling public, there is substantial information about bird flu that can be easily accessed. Airsafe.com has created a page that has several convenient links to some of this information. If you visit the airsafe.com website, you should be able to find a link to this information on the homepage, or you can find it by using the airsafe.com search engine. Well, it looks like that's all the time we have for today. Before we end this conversation, I'd like to remind all my listeners that this podcast is sponsored by the airsafe.com Foundation. This nonprofit organization is responsible for this podcast and for a variety of other efforts to further the public's understanding of aviation safety and aviation security. For information about the foundation or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit the foundation at airsafe.org. For more information about airline safety, you can find us at airsafe.com. That's AIRSAFE.com. Or type the words airline safety into your favorite search engine. We're probably on the first page of results. Feel free to write to us at our email address, theconversation@airsafe.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.